Welcome to Blackter. Join me as I examine the best of Black artists in my quest to becoming one myself. And welcome to another episode of Blackter. I am your host, Gabe Moses. Last episode, I had an interview with Tony-nominated choreographer, Miss Camille A. Brown. At the end of that episode, you may remember hearing this.
When the time comes, what do you want us to remember about you?
That was Gail King interviewing the subject of today's episode in what would be her final public and television appearance. The late, great, talented, and iconic queen, Miss Cicely Tyson. Tyson passed away earlier this year at the age of 96 on January 28, 2021. Throughout the episode, I'll be talking about Tyson's early stardom in acting, the road she paved for Black actors, her beauty and grace in the industry through strong portrayals of Black women, and the wisdom she has left on this earth and in the hearts of many in her 96 years of living. This is my tribute episode to Cicely Tyson. So, let's start at the beginning, and let's get into it. Cicely Tyson was born on December 19, 1924, in New York City, New York. Her mother, Theodosia Tyson, was a domestic worker, while her father, William Augustine Tyson, was a carpenter and a painter. Her parents were immigrants from Nevis in the West Indies. She grew up in Harlem, New York, with two of her siblings. Tyson lived in a religious household. Her family was always in church, and Tyson herself would sing in the choir and attend prayer meetings in East Harlem. As she grew older, her interest in the arts began to blossom. Having grown up on music, Tyson also dreamed of becoming a model and an actress by the time she was a teenager. To help support her family, she took up a typing job to help make ends meet. It wasn't long until she was discovered by a photographer for Ebony magazine. The photographer offered her a career in modeling, and Tyson did not hesitate to say yes. A year earlier, Tyson had a daughter at the age of 17 with Kenneth Franklin. The two got married the next year in 1942. After 18 months, Franklin abandoned Tyson. Their divorce became final in 1956. In 1951, Tyson booked her first acting role on an NBC television series called Frontiers of Faith. By 1956, she landed her first role on a film in Harold Young's Carob Gold. She made her first stage appearance in 1958 in Vinette Carroll's production of Dark of the Moon at the Harlem YMCA. The next year, Tyson made appearances with small roles in the films Odds Against Tomorrow, and The Last Angry Man. Tyson's first Broadway production was a play called The Cool World, written by Warren Miller and Robin Rawson. The play opened in 1960 at the Eugene O'Neill Theater and starred James Earl Jones, Billy Dee Williams, and Ethel Ayler. Tyson also appeared in the original cast of Jean Jeanette's The Blacks. As the role of Stephanie Virtue's Secret Rose, her other castmates included Maya Angelou, James Earl Jones, Godfrey Cambridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Charles Gordon. The production was the longest-running off-Broadway play of the decade, running for 1,408 performances. Tyson was in another off-Broadway show called Moon on a Rainbow Shawl, in which she won a Vernon Rice Award for her performance, which would later be known as the Drama Desk Award. Her next Broadway play would be in 1962 in a play called Tiger, Tiger, Burning Bright by Peter S. Fiebelman, starring Alvin Ailey. After her early success on stage, Tyson earned a role in the CBS television series East Side, West Side in 1963. She played the role of Jane Foster, the secretary of a social worker. At that time, she was the only African American who was a regular in a television show. She was also the first black woman to wear natural hair in a beautifully structured afro on television. After 26 episodes, the show came to an end the next year, in 1964. By the mid-1960s, Cicely Tyson was making a name for herself in television. She would be seen in shows such as I Spy, Slattery's People, and soon had a recurring role in the soap opera, The Guiding Light. In 1966, she appeared with Sammy Davis Jr. in the film A Man Called Adam, directed by Leo Penn. She returned to Broadway the next year in a play called A Hand is on the Gate. Her next Broadway production would be in 1968 in a play called Carry Me Back to Morningside by Robert Allen Author. The next year, she continued her journey on Broadway in a musical called Trumpets of the Lord. Throughout the 60s, Tyson began dating jazz trumpeter Miles Davis. Davis used a photo of Tyson for his 1967 album, Sorcerer. Davis told the press that he intended to marry Tyson in March of 1968, but instead, he married singer Betty Davis that September. Cicely Tyson would make major strides going into the 1970s. She spent the next 2 years appearing on various television shows, including the 1971 television film, Neighbors, a drama about race relations in an all-white suburban community. In 1972, Tyson played the role of Rebecca Morgan in the hit film Sounder, directed by Martin Ritt. The film centers around an African-American family in the Deep South during the Great Depression. Tyson was nominated for an Academy Award and a Golden Globe Award for Best Actress for her role in Sounder.
They were interested in me for the role of the school teacher. I read for the school teacher, but when I was finished, I said to them that I didn't want to play the school teacher, that I wanted to play Rebecca, because I didn't consider the school teacher a challenge, and Rebecca was to me. There were so many aspects of her character that I found exciting enough to want to know if I could encompass this woman's character. One was her strength, her courage, her love for her family, her knowledge that no matter how difficult things were, they were going to get better. All of these facets about her were stimulating to me. And they both looked at each other, and then they looked at me and they said, "You are too young, you're too pretty, you're too sexy to play Rebecca." And I said, "But I am an actress, and I would like the opportunity to play Rebecca." Well, they ignored what I said, and they went in search of someone else to play Rebecca. However, in the meantime, I started working on the role, and I just kept working on it. And about perhaps a month or 6 weeks later, I received a telephone call from my agent who said to me, "Well, you have Rebecca." And I said, "When do we start?" And he said, "Aren't you excited?" And I said, "No." "So why not?" I said, "Because I knew she was mine all along. I was just waiting for them to find out." And that's how Rebecca came to me.
In 1974, Tyson would have a groundbreaking performance playing the title role in the CBS television film, The Autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman. The film also starred Richard Dysart, Will Hare, and Rod Perry as Joe Pittman. Tyson's portrayal of a centenarian black woman's life from slavery until her death before the Civil Rights Movement won her a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actress. Tyson was also nominated for a BAFTA Award for Best Actress in a Leading Role for her work as Jane Pittman.
"Joe Pittman,
Throughout the rest of the 70s, Tyson continued to make her mark on television in roles including Binta in the 1977 miniseries Roots, Coretta Scott King in the 1978 miniseries King, and Harriet Tubman in A Woman Called Moses.
We is here this afternoon to put to shame the fugitive slave law. This law what says that escaped slaves found in Boston, Philadelphia, or anywhere is the right and property of the slaveholder and can be chartered back like bondage. This is an unchristian law. It is against the will of God. I hear that these politicians down in Washington, they are saying that the escaped slave wants to go back to their slave master. Well, now, anybody got any kind of sense knows that them politicians is lying like dogs. I mean, you know anybody wants to be a slave? You show me a slave like that, and I show you a crazy man.
Tyson and Sammy Davis Jr. got their relationship back together in 1978. They married on November 26, 1981. However, their marriage was monstrous due to Davis's bad temper and infidelity. Davis was a drug user, which had a major impact on his relationship to Tyson. Tyson ended up saving his life and helping him overcome his cocaine addiction. Tyson eventually filed for divorce in 1988. The divorce was finalized in 1989, 2 years before Davis passed away in 1991. In the midst of a trying decade, Tyson was still taking the world by storm. In 1983, she returned to Broadway after over 12 years in a play called The Corn is Green, written by Emlyn Williams. As the lead role, Miss Moffat, Tyson plays a Welsh schoolteacher who fights to nurture the writing talent of a local minor. In 1989, Tyson appeared in the television series The Woman of Brewster Place, where she played Mrs. Brown, acting alongside a sensational group of black actors, Oprah Winfrey, Lynn Whitfield, Mary Alice, Paul Winfield, and many more.
I am alive because of the blood of a people who never scraped or begged or apologized for what they were. They asked only one thing of this world: to be allowed to be. And I learn through the blood of this people that black isn't beautiful. It isn't ugly. It isn't kinky hair. It isn't straight hair. Black is just black. It broke my heart when you changed your name. I gave you my grandmother's name, a woman who bore 9 children and educated them all. Who held off 6 white men with a shotgun when they tried to drag one of her sons off to jail for not knowing his place. And you had to reach into an African dictionary to find a name that would make you proud. When I brought my babies home from the hospital, I swore to whatever gods would listen that I would use everything I had or could get so that my children would be prepared to meet this world on its own terms, so that no one could make them ashamed of what they were or how they looked, whatever they were, however they looked. And Melanie, that's not white or red or black or purple. That's being a mother.
After the break, we'll discuss Cicely Tyson's career moving into the 90s in her groundbreaking last big moments on this earth. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to the episode. In the 1990s, Cicely Tyson appeared in over 20 television shows and movies combined. In 1991, she appeared in Fried Green Tomatoes as Sipsy, a house cook. The film also starred Kathy Bates, Jessica Tandy, and Mary Louise Parker. As one of only two black actors in the film, Tyson began her path to playing meaningful characters in order to be seen and portrayed as a strong black woman. In the 1994 to 1995 television series Sweet Justice, Tyson portrayed a civil rights activist and attorney named Carrie Grace Battle, a character she modeled after criminal defense lawyer Dovey Johnson Rountree. Tyson was nominated for an Emmy Award and a Screen Actors Guild Award for her performance on the series. In 1997, Tyson played alongside Lawrence Fishburne and Vanessa Williams in the film Hoodlum. She went on to take part in another miniseries of two episodes called Mama Flora's Family as the title character. In that same year, she was inducted and received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. By the 2000s, Tyson was well into her late 70s, but she was not done leaving her mark on screens all over the world. After doing more television work, Tyson was back on the big screen by 2005 in a film called Because of Winn-Dixie, in which she played the character Gloria, a blind, recovering alcoholic. Was there anything she couldn't do? By the mid-2000s, Tyson had developed a relationship with actor, director, and writer Mr. Tyler Perry. In 2005 and 2006, Tyson appeared in Perry's films Diary of a Mad Black Woman and Madea's Family Reunion as Aunt Myrtle. Tyson was used as a source of wisdom in these films. Her character urged the next generation to open their eyes and break up the cycle of dysfunctional black families.
This is the first family reunion we have had in 5 years. Aunt Ruby, she's 96 years old. 96. Family reunions are about uniting the family, bringing together the young and the old, singing and dancing and thanking God, giving Him the glory, thanking Him for getting us over. As we marched up the road this afternoon, what we saw were young men gambling, fighting, cussing, women with no clothes on, gyrating all over on this land. Do you see this shack? The man and woman who were born here gave birth to this generation. They were slaves. They work this ground. But they bought it from the widow of the slave owner. And that's the kind of blood we have running through our veins. That's the stock that we are made of. What happened to us? What happened to us? I mean, who are you? Do you know who you are? What happened to the pride and the dignity and the love and respect that we had for one another? Where did it go? How do we get it back? I'm gonna tell you. Young black men, take your place. We need you. Your sons and daughters need you. Did you understand what I just said? You were sold off and had no choice. Yes, but now it's time to stay. Take your place. Now! Starting now! Starting now! Young black women, you are more than your thighs and your hips. You are beautiful, strong, powerful. I want more from you. Take your place. I want every single one of you. Young man, young woman, turn to the next person standing alongside of you. Grab them and hug them and tell them that you love them. Tell them if you need anything, come to me. If you need somebody to talk to, come to me. I'll give you the shoulder. I'll give you the hug. I'll feed you. I'll clothe you if you need it. That's how you start. From this moment, when you leave this reunion today, you take that with you. God bless you all.
God bless you.
In 2010, Tyson appeared in another Tyler Perry film called Why Did I Get Married Too, playing the role of Ola, opposite of Louis Gossett Jr. as her husband. In 2011, Tyson was seen in the blockbuster hit film The Help with Viola Davis and Octavia Spencer. Tyson played Constantine Jefferson, a maid in Jackson, Mississippi that raised Emma Stone's character, Skeeter.
Every day you're not dead in the ground. When you wake up in the morning, you're gonna have to make some decisions. You gotta ask yourself this question. Am I gonna believe all them bad things them fools said about me today? You hear me? Am I gonna believe all them bad things them fools say about me today? As for your mama, she didn't pick her life. It pick her. But you're gonna do something big with your. You wait and see.
Tyson would work alongside Tyler Perry again, playing his mother in the thriller film Alex Cross. At the age of 88, Tyson would return to Broadway to star in the hit play, The Trip to Bountiful. The all-star cast included Cuba Gooding Jr., Vanessa Williams, and Condola Rashad. Tyson plays an aging widow named Miss Carrie Watts, who leaves her son and daughter in a small Houston apartment to visit the home where she grew up.
Everything seemed to work out today. Why is it some days everything works out and some days nothing works out? Hmm? I guess the good Lord is with me today. I wonder why the Lord isn't with us every day. It would be so nice if he was, no? Yeah, maybe then we wouldn't appreciate so much the days when he's on our side. Or maybe he's always on our side, we just don't even know it, huh? Maybe I had to wait 20 years cooped up in that city before I could appreciate getting back here. Blessed assurance. Hey, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of his spirit and washed in his blood. This is my story, tra-la-la-la. This is my song, hey, praising my Savior all the day long. I am praising my Savior all the day. Oh, it's so nice to be able to sing a hymn when you want to.
At the 67th Tony Awards, on June 9th, 2013, Cicely Tyson won her first Tony Award for Best Actress in a Play for her performance in The Trip to Bountiful. At 88 years old, she became the oldest recipient of the Best Actress Tony Award in history.
When I think of the moment where I stand before you, this moment, I cannot help but remember all of the thumbprints that has touched this being during the course of her career. My mother and father, my sister and brother, none of whom are here with me. I'm the sole surviving member of my immediate family. And I've asked over and over again, why? I now know why. It's been 30 years since I stood on the stage. I really didn't think it would happen again in my lifetime. And I was pretty comfortable with that, except that I had this burning desire to do just one more great role. I said, I didn't want to be greedy, I just wanted one more. And it came to me through no effort on my part. Van Ramsey, Hallie Foote, Michael, Bill Haber, and the entire Haber family, who have nurtured me for the last 40 years. MJ, who has paid the greatest price for my success. The American Theater Wing, for welcoming me home.
She also won the Drama Desk Award for Outstanding Actress in a Play and the Outer Critics Circle Award for Outstanding Actress in a Play. The next year, Tyson would reprise her role in The Trip to Bountiful in the television movie adaptation. In 2015, Tyson began guest starring on How to Get Away with Murder as Ophelia Harkness, the mother of Viola Davis's character, Annalise Keating. Tyson was nominated for a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Guest Actress in a Drama Series 5 times for all of her amazing performances in How to Get Away with Murder.
So, your no-count, sorry-ass husband, who I said don't marry, couldn't keep his Peter in his pants and went and slept with a white woman. Then the fool goes and kills the white woman when he finds out that she has his bun in her nasty oven. And after that, your ex-police boyfriend kills the no-good husband and gets himself arrested. And you, now, ain't got no husband, ain't got no boyfriend, and you hold up in this bed like the Queen of Sheba. Does that about cover it? Oh, I'm all into this one. I had to get Lottie's grandson to pull up the stories on Google. I know what you've been up to. Calling me up, talking about, I need you. Hell yes. Running around here like you somebody. Get up!
Also in 2015, Tyson would make another return to Broadway one final time in a two-person play called The Gin Game, starring alongside James Earl Jones. All in the same year, she also received a Kennedy Center honor. In 2016, she was bestowed the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Barack Obama. 2 years later, she received an honorary Academy Award for her unforgettable performances and personal integrity and how they have inspired generations of filmmakers, actors, and audiences. She was the first African-American woman to receive this honor.
Good evening. This is my story. This is my song. These are the words in Blessed Assurance. And I remember being on Broadway watching Cicely Tyson on stage sing those words. And as I sat there, I started thinking about how amazing this is. So when I started thinking about what I would say today, I started to think about those exact words. This is my story, this is my song. For those of you who don't know, African Americans hold Cicely in such high regard. She is a queen to us. We bow to her. And it's not just because she was very selective about the roles that she chose over the years, because she would only do roles that served us as African Americans. It's not just because she was an activist or a philanthropist, but it's because she was such a great example, an amazing woman with a good heart and a good soul, and we honor her for just being who she is. So when I think about her lifespan, you have to understand this. This is what's so fascinating to me. When she started in this business, it was Hattie McDaniel, who had just won the Oscar, but she wasn't allowed to sit down front. She had to sit in the back of the room. First African-American to win an Academy Award. She knew Josephine Baker. She met Josephine Baker. She met Dorothy Dandridge. She was friends with Lena Horne. She married Miles Davis. I mean, come on. So with all of that said, I kept thinking about that story. This is my story. This is my song. The day she called me and she told me that she was gonna get this honor, we sat on the phone for a while and she was in tears. I could hear it. Because I can only imagine this woman starting her career when black people were not even allowed to come into front doors. I'm getting emotional thinking about this because that moment on the phone was so powerful for me. Because there she was having to do 10 times as much work and be paid 100 times less. But she kept a smile about herself. She kept her wit. She kept her way. She kept her class. She kept her grace. She kept representing us. And she remained Cicely Tyson. So for that, we thank you. And I got to say to the Board of Governors, my heart is so full right now because I'm so grateful and thankful to you for voting for this woman, because she so deserves it. She so deserves it. It's been a long time coming. And as you go through the night and you sing that song, Blessed Assurance, praising my Savior all the day long, this is my story, this is my song, here's another word you can add to that song when you talk about your story, and that is Oscar. God bless you. I love you, darling. I love you so much.
In 2020, Tyson would make her final film appearance in Tyler Perry's A Fall from Grace, which was featured on Netflix. Although she was doing less acting in the last few years of her life, Tyson was working on something very special, her very own autobiography. Tyson's memoir, Just As I Am, was published on January 26, 2021. And just 2 days later, Cicely Tyson passed away on January 28, 2021, at the age of 96. Her funeral was held on February 16th at a Baptist church in Harlem, New York. Her legacy on this earth is unlike any other. The Cicely Tyson School of Performing and Fine Arts in East Orange, New Jersey, was named after her in 2009. She also received numerous honorary degrees from colleges, such as Columbia and Howard University. Tyson often thought to herself, life doesn't simply come with its share of unpredictability. Surprise is its most conspicuous feature. And as she says in her book, Just As I am as inquisitive about life now as I was as a child. My story will never be finished, nor should it be. For as long as God grants me breath, I will be living and writing my next chapter. Well, Miss Cicely Tyson, you were right. And you did just that.
You know, sometimes when you plan to do something, you hope that it's going to turn out the way you want it to. It doesn't always do that. And so, It just lets me know that you have to have a certain amount of faith and trust and belief in what you do. Quincy said that I said over and over again that I am led by divine guidance. It's when I go against it that I get myself into trouble. That's true. Oprah, thank you. I know what it took for you to get here. Whoopi Goldberg, wherever you are, I am and will be eternally grateful to you. Mom, I know you didn't want me to do this, but I did. And here it is. And I know that for the longest time, I wanted to hear something positive from her. It took her a long time. And when I did, Jane Pittman, I called her up the next day when I got the recognition, and I said to her, well, she said, well, what? I said, you better tell me something. And she said, I am so proud of you. And I think that if I had not heard those words from her, none of this would make a difference to me. None of it. Above all, I hope, you know, next month on December 19th, I'm going to be 94 years old. And I don't know that I would cherish a better gift than this. This is the culmination of all those years of have and have nots. And God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. You can follow me on social media at Black Dirt Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts to get updates on new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Keep listening for special hints about the next episode. Until then, I'm Gabe Moses, and Black Artists Matter.
She won't be white if we sit down.